I do praise the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you. And as Brother Miles said, we've known one another a long time, long enough to know a little bit about one another, I think. But God's been really good to us, and we just praise the Lord that we have this opportunity to share with you what He's been doing in the last year, because He's going to tell you what's been doing 46 years. He's going to take His time and tell you all about 46 years of what God's been doing. But God's really good to us. I really don't know where to start. I think, first of all, 50 years ago, I made a decision that changed my life and the life of my family. My husband made the decision before me, a couple of days before me. And when he came home and told me that he'd gotten saved at his work on Tuesday, by Thursday night I was under conviction, and I told him, I said, I think I need what you've got. And so I knelt and prayed and asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins and to save me by the grace of God through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's been over 50 years ago. He's been faithful, never failed me, and He's always surprised me. I stand in awe every time I see Him do something in my life and in the life of my family and in the ministry He's called us to. I have a verse that I'll share with you first before I go on to tell you some other things that's been happening. In Ephesians 6:6, we are told about the service that we do, in particular to what we're working and serving the Lord. And it says, not with eye service, as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And in one time particular, some years back, David Livingston said this, there is one safe and happy place, and that is in the will of God. When the Lord touched my husband's heart about mission work, we were in the Jubilee at Glenhaven Baptist Church in Decatur, and he come home from one of the services and told me, he said, I do believe God is speaking to me about mission work, going somewhere to serve Him as a missionary. And I was flabbergasted. I hadn't thought anything about that, and I looked at him and opened my mouth, dropped my mouth, and said, he did not tell me. And so God said, well, I think I'm going to have to do something to her to get her to see what I want. So the next Sunday, they announced that there'd be a missionary in our home church. And I was at that time assistant teacher of some ladies, and this missionary was invited to speak in our class. And I want you to know that man had the nerve to get up there and say, why you should be a missionary? And of course, I just was flabbergasted again. I said, oh my, I do believe God is really wanting us to be missionaries somewhere. And so I said, here I am, send me. Of course, I would have went with my husband no matter where he went. I wasn't going to let go of him. We have been married now for 55 years, a tremendous journey, full of adventures, sometimes, sort of rocky, but praise God, we've lived through it all, and we've got to where we are today, and it's a tremendous blessing. I was just remembering recently something that God was reminding me about. We make decisions every day. My most important decision was to trust Christ as my Savior. My decision was on that day to do what God wanted us to do and serve as missionaries. At the time, we didn't know where, but with time, God showed us that it was Brazil. In 1971, October this month, we arrived in Brazil. Very fresh and ignorant. We did not know anything about the language. I thought I'd never learn it. But praise God I did. And they speak Portuguese in that country. But there was another decision that the Lord reminded me of that was very important in our lives. We had just turned over a church to a Brazilian pastor in one of the cities there. And we were wanting to survey and find out where God wanted us to go. at this time, and so we went to visit two cities that were within 20, 30 miles of each other. We went into the one city, and we weren't too impressed for some reason. It was a nice, beautiful place, and they needed missionaries in that city, but we just weren't drawn there. So we just, okay, let's go to the next city. And so we did. And this town is called San Sebastián do Paraíso, which is Saint Sebastian of Paradise. And to us, when we went in that city, it was like paradise, because we felt in our heart, this is where God wants us. And it was amazing, the peace that God gave us at that time. But we still had to make a decision. And so we prayed and trusted the Lord to lead and guide us, and we decided that's where he wants us. Well, you know, after a few weeks, when we finally got ready to have the first church service, we met this couple that came to the first service. They were an elderly couple, and we discovered that day that they had been praying for 5 years that God would send someone to open a Baptist church in that city. So that was one reason God wanted us to make that decision for St. Sebastian of Paradise. Another reason, we found out a few weeks after that from a young woman about 16 years old, and her grandmother came to visit us. She brought her grandmother. She was not interested, but she brought her grandmother because she was. And the next week, she brought her mother. And so we were excited, you know, beginning a new work, and we were having Brazilians coming. And this young woman and her mother, about the fourth Wednesday night, I think it was, they made a decision for Christ and also put their trust in the Lord. And her name is Soraya. That's James's wife, the wife of our son that's in Brazil right now. They've been over there almost over 20 years. So that was the second reason that God wanted us in San Sebastián do Paraíso. James's wife was there waiting for him. The third reason is all the Brazilian people in that city. There was not a Baptist church in that city, and I don't remember how many people, population-wise, around 40,000, no Baptist church anywhere. And so that was the third reason why God wanted us to go to that city. Isn't it amazing how God can lead and guide and help you to see what he wants you to do? And all we have to do is be willing and surrender and say, okay, I'll go there. And that's what we did. We said, okay, this is where you want us. We're going. And so I praise God for that. James also praises God for that. And Soraya just recently said, I love my in-laws, they're mom and dad to me in the faith, and said, praise God that you sent them to Paraíso to preach the gospel to me and my mother, and we got saved. And, of course, they are very faithful. Soraya's mom follows them around everywhere. They are just recently, they've been down in another city a long ways from Paraíso in Joinville for about 11 years now, I think. But they have four of our grandchildren with them, so we have to go down there once in a while and visit them. But I was just thinking of the first person that God used me to reach in Brazil, a young girl that became friends with our two daughters, Renee and Laura, named Duarte. She began to come to the house, curious, of course, in the beginning. And one day we finally sat down with her, and I began to explain to her why we were there and what God wanted with her and how much he loved her. And that night, or that day, she prayed and asked the Lord to come in her life also, and she trusted him as her Savior. And it's been a tremendous blessing from that very beginning. But I looked at her and I said, did you understand everything I said? I was talking in Portuguese, and she said, yes, I did. I said, oh, praise the Lord. I finally can speak enough that they understand me. That's wonderful, I'll tell you. If you ever learn another language, that's a blessing when they understand what you're saying. I talk with a southern accent, and I cannot change that. I'm sorry about that, but I can't. I'm a Georgia girl, and it won't leave me. But thank the Lord that I was able to learn Portuguese and speak to that young woman and others about Christ. And that we saw this young woman this past April. We were in Brazil, and Philip will probably explain something about that. But we saw her and her family and her girls, and she's in church. She's faithful. She's my Facebook friend, and she's always praising the Lord. And she wrote this. She said, "You both are my parents in the faith, and I thank the Lord for sending you to my city so that I could meet you and believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior." Isn't that wonderful? Just saying, making a decision, say, "Yes, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go." As far as my health is concerned, just a short little something about my health. I am now at this point of 3 months of taking chemo medication by mouth. I am going tomorrow to find out how my white blood cells are. The last month was 22.2, that's 22,000.2, in thousands. Anything over 10,000 is too much, okay? But the doctor assured me that the medicine will be working, and so I'm going to trust him, but I'm trusting God even more because I believe he brought me to this place to be able to take this medicine, and I'm trusting for good results with time. I'm being patient. Like I said, I turned my life over to God 50 years ago, and why should I change and not trust God now? He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. That's what he promised, and so he's going to carry me through. I would like to share with you a song. I'm not a singer, but I think I'm better than him. We joke a lot, as you can tell. We enjoyed our 55 years together, I tell you, we have. But this song says, "It will be worth it all." How many of you believe it's worth it all? Let's see your hands. I cannot praise the Lord enough because it is worth it all because of his promises. And I'm going to try to sing this also in Portuguese. Let's see if it comes out right. "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race when we see Christ. Sing valer a no fim, haver a Cristo. Desaparecerá a provação. Haver o Salvador, e esquecerei a dor. Fiel serei então até o fim." And fim means to the end. God bless you. We appreciate you. I don't know how many years this church has been supporting us and praying for us. 22 years. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord. God bless each one of you.